Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey everybody, Doug Addison here. Welcome. I've got a powerful prophetic word to release, that the Lord is releasing his angels. I've also got some news to share with you and some urgent prayer requests that we have right now and some needs. But Lord, we just thank you, first of all, for your goodness. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We invite the Spirit of truth, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, true Yeshua HaMashiach, who is the Lord of all. We pray right now that you would open up the heavens, even on Zoom, even on the replay later, that you're outside of time, no matter what, that we release this right now. We ask you, Father, to release us into your presence and protection and the angels that are here right now. And ask that you would take us to the new level. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we want to thank you all for partnering with us. And this does, it gets turned into, the monthly mentoring session gets turned into the Spirit Connection that goes out. So you might be watching this later on the internet or the replay, either way. And we're so grateful for our partners. We're so grateful for all of everybody, the Enlight Connection team and the people who follow us on social media and the internet as well. And we're asking the Lord right now for a move of the Holy Spirit. We are in a place right now that, well, first of all, I want to say that invite you to the online Dream Interpretation Workshop I have coming up October 25th. It's going to be exciting. Haven't done one of these in several years. DougAddison.com/visions. If you're a partner, you can use the partner discount there, but it's called Understanding Dreams and Visions Workshop. And I'll be doing dream interpretation as well as training on how to understand dreams. I've mentored, worked with personally with the late Prophet John Paul Jackson, Linda and I did, and been interpreting dreams for years. So that would really be a blessing if you could come to that or share that with your friends as well. And, you know, we have an urgent financial needed in light connection. Well, first of all, we want to thank you all for partnering with us. I mean, we couldn't do it without you. But we do need a major financial turnaround immediately. Now, this it took place, I've said this several times, but we got hit with a cyber attack last February, and the issues have been fixed with our website, but there's been a continual loss of finances. We've incurred debt for the first time in a very long time, and we know that this is an attack of the enemy. It's trying to stop us from moving into the new season, and maybe returning from my sabbatical, and we just we're grateful for you. And as I'm, this will be also going out on the internet. So for those who don't partner, maybe you could help get this information out to people who could benefit from it. There's several ways that you can help us right now at Enlight Connection. Number one is to pray for us. Thank you for your prayers. We pray for our partners every day. Two is attend an online workshop, DougAddison.com. And the one, forward/visions is the one I have coming up. That would really help. As you do that, help support us as a ministry. And also is make a one-time donation. And I know many of you are already partners, but if you go, this is on the internet as well. Go to DougAddison.com/give. You could become a partner and part of this monthly mentoring session, which we're grateful for the partners, and you get a 10% discount on all of our stuff as well. And part of the monthly mentoring session that we're doing right now. And also another way that you could help is invite me to speak at your church or conference. And that would be either online or live. Of course, we would pray over it, but go to DougAddison.com. Click on the events page and request Doug Addison, and then fill out the request form. And, I'll be talking more about this month, but we're going to focus on the Lord as well. But we do have this urgent need, and we just pray right now. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you're breaking off everything. You're breaking off the loss, the cyber attack, the loss of money, finances, the technology. We're breaking off the attack for me to be to do what you called us to do. I didn't like Connection now for 24 years. Father, we ask that you would send your warring angels in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Wow. And again, we're very, very grateful for all of you. And we couldn't do it without you. So Lord, release your goodness right now and your presence. Open up the heavens in Jesus' name. This month, I just said the powerful word called the Lord is releasing angels. And it's true. He's releasing angels right now. Psalm 91, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. You know, the Lord is calling us to take shelter. Psalm 91 is an amazing book of the Bible. Under the shelter, his presence is protection. He's calling us to walk closer with him right now. A closer walk with the Lord. And under his presence, and consider praying Psalm 91. I pray parts of Psalm 91 each day. I declare and decree that the things that are in Psalm 91, it's a turnaround book. It's a turnaround psalm. Father, we thank you right now. There's a shift happening in the spiritual atmosphere, even as I'm saying this. We ask that you would increase things, bring your protection. Yeah, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Also, Psalm 31, 24, be strong and take heart, all who hope in the Lord, and put your hope in the Lord, and he will strengthen you right now. He's bringing about deeper healing, restoration. Warfare has been intense for many people, even the nations in our country. We declare right now that the shutdown of the government would stop right now. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father, for the turnaround of things, that the warfare has been intense, but the Lord is with us. And Psalm 27:3, though an army beseech me, my heart will not fear. Though a war break out against me, even then I will be confident. You know, as you continue to stand on his word, promises he's going to strengthen you. He's doing things. He's bringing about a greater move of the Holy Spirit. Even right now, the Lord is releasing his warring angels, and he's moving more right now. He's moving with the Holy Spirit. There is a move of the Holy Spirit that is here right now. And John 3:34 is for those whom God has sent, who speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. Now, John 3:34 is really important right now because he's giving us words. He's giving us a move of the Holy Spirit without limit. He's giving us deeper revelation, prophetic words, encouragement, greater understanding into things. He is releasing things at a new level. So, Lord, we pray right now that you would release that over us. We pray for the move of the Holy Spirit, for words of encouragement. And also, another part of the word this month is from 2 Corinthians 9:10. An increase is coming. He who supplies the seed to the sower, also the bread to the food, will also supply an increase. And the store and seed will enlarge your harvest and righteousness. What this is saying here is 2 Corinthians 9:10. Take a look at it, because that God is going to increase everything in all the areas of our lives. Finances, revelation, all this. There's an increase of the store of your seed. Now, that could be symbolic, for your provision. He's going to enlarge your harvest and your righteousness. You're going to see things start to happen right now. People come to the Lord. You're going to see the most unusual stuff. The Lord is bringing about something new. And he's going to meet your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The Lord will meet your needs. Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Very important verse. This is one to write down and decree, and because we are standing on the promises, and the Lord will meet your needs. He will. He's doing it with us. He'll supply finances, increase right now, his love and his presence. The Lord is bringing about a time of greater healing. And we release this right now, Lord. Release this word right now. Increase your presence, your power, your Holy Spirit. We ask that you would bring about greater healing. Isaiah 53:5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Isaiah 53:5 is very important. I pray this all the time because of healing. The Lord is bringing about healing of all these different areas. By the power, by the blood, by the name, by the word of, by the name of Jesus and by his word. Right now, he's releasing healing. And we come into agreement with healing for our bodies, our emotions, our minds, our families, our finances. We just come into agreement for healing over every area of our life. Let the Holy Spirit soak over you right now. He's doing something new. So, Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would move in a greater way. Just go ahead, pull things down from heaven. Maybe you're sensing something in a certain area of your body, because it's a word of knowledge being released. This presence of God is here strongly. And we thank you, Father, that you're strengthening us, that you're bringing about this move of the Holy Spirit and the releasing the angels.